Ladies and gentlemen, we will go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is the June 14th, 2022, meeting of your Laughlin Town Advisory Board. Some items to be read into the record. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order, and the board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action taken on a matter not listed on today's posted agenda. No action may be taken. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, known as the PC, for final action. Please take a moment to mute and or turn off all cell phones and other electronic devices. There are private conversations. Please take them outside of the room here. And within 48 hours, advance request, assign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486, or Relay Nevada toll free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from our secretary, Tammy Harris, at 702-298-0828. Let's see. Supporting material will be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, and also will be available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. So before you today, I'll go ahead and take a roll call for your board. Okay. Pamela Walker.
Present.
Herb Walker, no relation.
Present.
Fred Doten.
Here.
Kathleen Haas, Vice Chair.
Here.
And myself, Kathy Oakes. You have five members present. You do have a quorum. Our secretary is Tammy Harris, and she can be reached at 702-298-0828. Her email is tammyharris@clarkcountynv.gov. And with us today is our county liaison, Mark Moskowitz, and he can be reached at 702-298-0828, and also at 702-455-6173. His email is markmoskowitz, markmoskowitz, at clarkcountynv.gov. So we have called this meeting to order. If I could please have you stand for the invocation conducted by Pastor Doug Wesley, and our Pledge of Allegiance. Fred, if you'll lead us in that.
May God give you the wisdom you need, the knowledge you need to really know thoroughly what's being presented to you. And may he give you the courage to do what's right every time you're presented with different situations. I've known this board now for over a year, and I know that's what you do, and I'm so glad about that. May God continue to do that with you. May you be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we'll go ahead and move forward. The first item that we have is the public comment, and this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items that appear on today's agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item at this time. You will be afforded the opportunity, in addition, to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. if you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not on today's agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to our speaker's podium, state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the time of presentation, that will be done by the chair or by the board by majority vote. Now that we're open for public comment on today's agenda, is there anyone that would like to speak to any item on today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move forward to the approval of the minutes for May 10th of 2022 and approval of the minutes for May 31st of 2022 and also approval of the agenda for June 14th, 2022. To hold, combine, or delete. I have a motion on three items and 2 seconds. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Informational items will begin with today. And first, to receive a report and updates from South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz.
Thank you, Chair. Just a few updates. The Commissioner Naff's June newsletters are in the back if anyone would like to pick them up. And as always, let us know if you'd like to be added to the electronic distribution of those as well. We do have a few events coming up next month. The first one will be, they're both going to be on July 6th, which is a Wednesday. As you might have heard, there's a lot of need for volunteers at the Colorado River Food Bank. So please volunteer there. They're a wonderful organization. The commissioner, as well as myself and our staff, will be volunteering on Wednesday, July 6th, starting at 9 a.m. at the Colorado Food Bank. So I encourage everyone to come volunteer with us. It'll be a great way to give back to the community. That day as well, we'll be having a meet at the market in Laughlin, kind of doing coffee and conversation type event to just meet with the commissioner, speak to him. That'll be going on from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So please make that happen. Please come by if you can. As well, we'll also be in Searchlight that day as well. So from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. we'll be at the Searchlight Community Center, and that'll be another coffee and conversation. So Commissioner always enjoys coming to Laughlin. I know I represent the office, so I'm pretty much an arm of him. But you know, please email our office if you have any questions or if you have any questions about the events coming up. So, and that is it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Item number two is to receive an awards presentation from the Laughlin Rotary to honor first responder for their dedication and contributions to the Laughlin community. Jackie Rowe.
Sergeant Wayne Dice started his law enforcement career in 1994 and worked 10 years in the state of Washington. During his time in Washington, he worked for the Colville Tribal Police and the Washington State University Police Department. He twice received Police Officer of the Year honors for the state of Washington in 1995 and 2000. He began his time with the Nevada Highway Patrol in 2004, where he was assigned to the Laughlin Searchlight District. While working in Laughlin, he was awarded Trooper of the Year in 2006. Prior to his promotion to Sergeant, he spent several years working in the Las Vegas Valley, where he was assigned to the Drug Interdiction Unit, working as a K-9 handler until 2015. During his time in interdiction, he and his K-9 partner, Barney, placed second in the Las Vegas Metro Police Department K-9 trials in 2015. Additionally, Sergeant Dice was also assigned to the Fusion Center, working as a counterterrorism detective until his promotion to Sergeant in 2018, when he was assigned back to the Laughlin Searchlight District.
Every quarter, we recognize someone who does public service in our area and those who we're really glad to have here and have been special in our community. Sergeant Dice.
Thank you. I'm not sure what to say.
On behalf of our Rotary Club of Laughlin, we try hard to recognize those teachers, students, and public servants who work so hard for us. on behalf of everybody in the Laughlin community, we really want to thank you for making this your home and making this such a special part of your everyday work and being passionate about it. So on behalf of us, it says, Rotary Club of Laughlin Distinguished Service Award for quarter two of 2022, Sergeant Wayne Dice, Nevada Highway Patrol, in recognition of your many years of dedicated service and commitment to the citizens of Laughlin, Nevada.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your service.
Congratulations.
Right. So I have next on the agenda is to receive a report from Lieutenant Rogers with Metro Police regarding activity and statistics for the past month and other crime area concerns. I don't believe he's here today. Okay, I'll just get really close. How's that, better? Okay, I'm gonna eat the microphone. Okay, so he's not here with us today, but there is the statistics and reports on the back shelf, the back table there, and receive a report from Clark County Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Board. My name is Scott Straley, Battalion Chief for Clark County Fire Department, overseeing Battalion 6. It's SCOTTSTRAILY. We had a significant increase in calls. We handed out the sheets, and then you guys also printed them out, and we have some in the back for you. In the month of May, Engine 76 had a total of 75 calls, Rescue 76, 129 calls, Truck 76, two, and we had one watercraft incident that they responded to. Engine 85 responded to 93 calls, and their boat right now is being repaired. So we're just waiting for the boat that's over at Station 85 to be fixed, so they didn't have any calls last month. But total for the month, we had 300 calls. That's an increase of 10.7% over April. And for the year, we have a total number of 1,381 calls, and it's an increase of 12.9% over 2021. So for me, that's a good sign. The economy is a little rough right now, but there's still people coming to Laughlin and still visiting, and they're calling for help. So that's a good generator that we still have people coming and visiting here.
Okay, any questions from the board?
No.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So we have item number five is receive a report from Will Smith, Clark County Water Reclamation District, status of the wastewater system. And he's not with us today, but I believe his report is at the back or no? Yes, it is. There it is. Okay. So that is available for anyone that would like that at the back of the room. And receive a report from Jason Bailey with Big Bend Water District regarding the status of our water system. There he is.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. Jason Bailey with the Big Bend Water District with our monthly report. Total diversions for the month of May are 283 acre feet. Very similar to this time last year. Year to date, almost 1,200 acre feet, 1,193 acre feet. Just a little bit down from this time over the past 2 years, but very similar. No major issues or leaks to report within the system. But I did want to report on another issue that staff is working through about some meter obstructions in the Heritage Villas neighborhood. Before I continue, one of my staff has been working on outreach to those residents, and he has worked with Pamela Walker. Is that?
Yes.
One and the same. Okay. So you're somewhat familiar with that. Just as background, in the fall last year, our field staff was out doing some maintenance and noticed in that neighborhood that there were some of the water meter boxes that were obstructed. We couldn't access them. And that could be they were enclosed by a gate or a fence. Some of them had some landscaping or a big pot kind of place on top of them. Meter boxes are property of the Big Bend Water District. We need free and open access to those in case of an emergency or if we need to get to them. So in November, we issued a letter to all the residents in the Heritage Villas, just letting them know if those boxes are obstructed to please resolve the issue, realign the gate or the fence. We identified 21 properties that either had, you know, some fencing in front of them or some sort of obstruction of the water meter box. I'm happy to report that we've had 12 of those properties that have resolved the issue. They've realigned their fence or changed it in some way to allow us access to those meter boxes. We have 9 more that we're working with. 4 of those have said that they would, you know, make a change and resolve it. So we're kind of working with them. And then 5 of those either said they won't resolve it or we have not gotten in contact with them. We've done letters, phone calls, emails. So we're going to continue outreach to those properties. But I just wanted to make the board aware of that. At some point in the future, if those aren't resolved, we might issue a certificate or a letter, a certified letter, giving them about 60 days to fix those, or it could be a potential water shutoff. Again, this is for safety, as well as for access for our staff to access those meters. So I just wanted to report on that, let the board be aware of that issue that we're working through. But again, we are, you know, we don't want to shut anybody's water off. We're really working with everybody to try to get that resolved. So just wanted to bring that up. I don't know if there's any questions or concern about that.
If you've been trying, you said there's a few that you haven't been able to contact. So, you know, I mean, as long as you keep trying.
Yeah. And yeah, we're keep trying. We'll even, like I said, we've done every method that we can. And then we will do a certified letter.
I'll speak with Deborah Markham, CDM management again, and okay. See if maybe she can move it along as okay. Well.
We appreciate it. We know okay. That we've worked with the HOA as well to so that future fencing and things like that, they'll be made known to still provide us access to those water meters.
Any questions from the board? Thank you, Jason. Okay.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Alon Bilbray with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. She's not with us today, but again, her report is at the back. I believe I saw it. Am I correct? Okay. Yep, there it is. Yep. So that's at the back of the room if anyone would like that. And then also, item 8 is to receive a report from Jackie Wallen with Laughlin Chamber of Commerce regarding current and upcoming business activities in Laughlin. And then she'll also put on her other hat and speak regarding the Laughlin Tourism Commission regarding current and upcoming events and activities for the community.
Good afternoon, and thank you for allowing us to present that award. At present, we don't have any ribbon cutting scheduled. It's been too hot for anybody who wanted to do a ribbon cutting, so we're kind of putting them off for just a little bit. Our last mixer was at the Riverside. We had it at the adult pool, and it was a great success. We drank and ate and danced and did hula and had presents and went in the pool and did all kinds of fun stuff for a while, and it was a great turnout, and we really enjoyed it. My thanks to the Riverside for that. Excuse me. Our networking and educating program that we do at breakfast time. Excuse me. We just did one on May 27th, and the speaker was Karen from Catherine Landing. She was able to bring us up to speed on all the changes to the marinas and the resort and all the new vessels that they got. And that event was catered by Cinnabon. They gave us Cinnabon's breakfast goodies and juice. Thank you, Kathy, KEO. We appreciate you for that. This coming 24th is Trevor and Bria Ciadini, the owners of Laughlin River Tours, London Bridge Jet Boats, and Rocky River Adventures. That breakfast will be provided by Hospice of Laughlin. they're fixing to open their doors here pretty soon and give us our own hospice on this side. And they also have that big ship that's coming in. After they get the ship, they'll donate the celebration to Community Park over in Bullhead City, and it'll still become a landmark for us. But the new huge 95-foot ship is something that we're going to have to really get used to seeing on the river. The Laughlin Chamber of Commerce events coming up would be Chef's Food Pests, of course, was postponed. The Tri-State Mega Mixer is scheduled for September, and Community Achievement Awards are still scheduled for October. Our membership is down to 303 because we released about 11 from non-payment over 2 years. We gave everybody to get through COVID and gave them time to catch up. Most of those people are either not in business anymore, can't afford it, or have no use for our services at this time. Two of those businesses, the owners had deceased. Our Laughlin percentage of members is 32%. New members for this quarter is 15, and our total new members in Laughlin is 7. Volunteers and partnership continue to help all around the community. Right now, they're still doing airport ambassador work, although Riverside is closed for the summer. Harris is still flying. Kid Rock is scheduled for October, Best in the Desert for October, and Snore. Those are all events that volunteers can get involved in and have free tickets to those events and also be of service to the Laughlin community while increasing tourism. My newest project is the COVID resource program. Besides the Laughlin Community Health Center and them being there every day of the week, just about, I have partnered with the CDC Foundation, Nevada Division of Emergency Management, the Riverside is helping me with transportation, Laughlin Metro, and the Laughlin Outlet Mall to bring Laughlin residents and their homes and businesses test kits and PPE for free of charge. We're getting 6 pallets between tests, gloves, sanitizer, and masks, KN95s and regular masks. We're putting the kits together for each of the residents' homes, and then we're also handing them out to small businesses before we release them to anybody else. We want to make sure that the vets from Post 60, if we can have a way to get to some of those vets without them having to come out, especially if they're homebound, and the elderly, we may need help in distributing those to those homes. We also want to depend on Kathy at the Elks. I know that you have some ways to distribute, and Metro is going to help us with the homeless. Just like we went out there and beat the bushes for testing and vaccinations before, we're going to make sure that they all get their own kits to carry and get tested themselves, and then give them the resources to find for immunization later. We have not seen the directional signs coming from Las Vegas yet, but they promised us by the end of June we would see those. I don't know if anybody has gone up there and back.
I just came back yesterday. They're not
there. They're not there yet. Oh, darn. I want to remind you that the Laughlin Chamber has notary services that are all day for members for free, and that's from 8:30 to 4:30. And we remember, it's the time of year we do issue fishing and small game licenses for the Nevada Division of Wildlife out of our offices. We are a registered agent. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to entertain those.
Jackie, so driving down this morning, they are up. Oh. I think they've been up for
I did see them yesterday.
Yeah, it's a smaller one. That's when you start to turn on to go down 95. It just says Laughlin Junction. So,
you mean at the top of 163 or up by Vegas?
Up by Vegas. Is that not the one you want me to tell them to move it? No, I'm kidding.
No. No, they're supposed to put one coming in onto 95 to say, yes, you're going the right direction. And then one about halfway, because the big ones say searchlight and then needles. There's no mention of Laughlin in between. So when I take my next trip, I'll check it out and see if that's what they promised.
Okay. I thought it was a new one, but
Yeah, at least we're making progress.
So Jackie, I was going to ask, and Mark and Tammy too, if you have some of the test kits and stuff, what you're putting together, would, like with Metro or with us, I know the constable, I know Jordan, you have some, you did have some, you had about 300.
I still have I have over 100.
Okay, and stuff, but I'm just wondering if, would it be okay to have some here or with Metro maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have any in your car.
Yeah, but
they have to be stored at 85 degrees or below.
Right.
So we're giving them to the households. When Metro goes out to do things, they'll take them because they can be about an hour and a half without that little cooling help. But we'll have all the directions and how to get them out and where to pick them up. And we're going to have the packages already. So when the households come, they're not just going to get a test kit. If they test positive, they'll have ways to take care of their family at home.
Right. Okay. And then, like I said, I just think it would be a natural evolution to have it here as well.
Yeah, we're more than happy to have them. We have a few. I know it's limited right now, but if anyone ever wants to swing by, they can always ask our office, and we can reach out to the constable's office. I mean, there's so many resources that we can. Tammy will do a great job of hunting one down, so we're not afraid of that.
The food bank as well.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you, Tori.
The food bank as well.
Yes, I have 30,000 coming. So we're having them delivered by Riverside's box truck to the mall because the chamber has a physical suite that they provide to us because we're a nonprofit for doing kinds of volunteer work. So they're going to deliver them all there. And any volunteer that wants to go there and help us put the packages together is more than welcome. We're going to get the bags so everybody can put them together, and we'll tie them up and we'll have them available all day at the chamber. So anybody can pick them up, but anybody that needs them will have them available for you.
Are you going to put out the date and time for that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Once I get them and they start getting prepared, that press release will go out.
Okay.
And if you need them delivered to those who need them, just let us know. We'll give you dozens at a time.
Yeah, okay. Also Meals on Wheels, they're still doing the deliveries too. So.
Yeah, I got a hold of Michael already.
Yeah.
So, yes, and definitely the food bank. I'll go on to my left. Oh, go ahead.
What information is that disseminated?
On the distribution of this?
In the community for the availability of booster shots.
So the only way that we can get immunizations to our community is through one of our providers. And what you have in here is the information for the Laughlin Community Health Center. They have all the boosters, flu shots, and immunizations that you need right up here. And they're doing, I think it's every day, from 11 to 1, I think you can just walk in. But you have to call and find out.
Is this information widely disseminated in the community?
For Laughlin Community Center? Yes.
The Laughlin community?
Yes. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I push it out every single Wednesday.
Okay.
It's every single Wednesday in our newsletter, and it has been provided to the press. So if they put it in the Laughlin Times, I don't know. I don't look for it because I'm pushing out as far as I can, but we can call the press and do an actual press release if you'd like for that up there. But I can't do a press release on what we're doing yet until all the goods are here. They haven't arrived yet.
Well, the reason I'm asking that question is that I've been asked four or five times about the availability of booster shots.
Okay.
So obviously there are some people in the community that don't know their availability, or if they are available, where?
Okay, so we could do a press release and we can hang a sign in the market and at the post office so more people could see
and
where they are.
And probably the library as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's busy today with voting.
Yeah.
We can make sure that gets done. Thank you for asking. Laughlin Tourism Commission, the there was three. We had a townwide sponsored events coming up, which would be Kid Rock and Toby Keith. Toby Keith has been canceled due to his stomach cancer. He's going through treatment right now. We sent a message to him and told him that we look forward to his returning to Laughlin because he is one of the most anticipated live concerts that we have in this area. And we're all sending him goodwill. Rockets Over the River is just around the corner. On July 4th, 9 p.m. is, it says 9 a.m. That'll wake us all up.
Yeah.
It's on the 4th of July at 9 p.m. It can be seen from just about anywhere. You know the usual sites, anywhere that you can go. I have invited a few people to come to the detonation site for a first-time experience, especially a child. We also have Message to the Stars program going out right now. You have until Wednesday to get a letter via info@laughlinchamber.com. You send us a little less than 250 words, reason why you should be allowed to put a message to a loved one on one of the 10 cannons we're going to label. We've been doing this for a couple of years, but we've been picking people out of the community to do it, specifically children and those who were devastated with the loss of their families during COVID. Now we're doing it to 10 people. 5 children and 5 adults can write us an essay. We'll put their message on a label and put it on a cannon and give them the exact minute and second that that cannon is going to be sent into the sky with their message on it to their loved one, their dog, their grandma, their anybody that they want to send it to. It's called Message to the Stars, and it's free, and we'll be notifying those people. And they can read their message on the radio through Murphy Broadcasting at the time that we do it. Destination marketing continues. We've just applied for another Nevada Commission on Tourism marketing grant to do an overall Laughlin-wide blanket marketing postcard that highlights all the amenities that this area has, not just amenities and resorts, but recreation and good fun. That is all I have. Any questions?
Any questions from the board?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. And let's see, receive a report from Tanya Brown-Worth with the Laughlin Library regarding current and upcoming activities. I'm sure if she could be here, today's busy at the library. It is our primary election is going on there today. Calendar. Pardon? The calendar, though, is on the back table for anyone that would like that. And then, moving forward to item number 11, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Are there any upcoming meetings we'd like to let the public aware of? I mean, obviously voting today is important. Anything from the board? Sure, please. Yeah, that's fine, certainly. Okay, go ahead. Yep, it's all yours. It's a perfect spot.
It's been a while since we did. So, obviously, I'm Sergeant Dice. the Highway Patrol has gone through a name change. I don't know if you're all aware of that. We are now the Nevada State Police. That's been changed about 5 months ago. We are now known as the Nevada State Police. So, you might see that name change coming a little more. You might hear that message a little bit more. Than you would the Nevada Highway Patrol, so it's been officially changed. So, a little bit of information in the Laughlin District. I'm gonna give you a little bit of information because it's been a while since I've been here. So for last month, we are down a trooper. We have been down a trooper now for a couple of years, but we do have a commercial enforcement trooper now. If you guys aren't aware, so we have somebody that does all the commercial enforcement now, the big trucks, because we're seeing a big uptick of commercial, obviously, with the bridge being built out there. We are noticing from him that there are some major violations going on with the construction crew that's out there hauling the rock, the gravel. He's actually put several out of service. So we're working with those folks to kind of bring them up to speed with the enforcement side, what we need to see as far as compliance goes. So we're working with them right now, trying to get them up to be compliant, so that way that project can keep going and there's no more of the...
Yeah, that's surprising, it being a government project, that they would be overweight and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, there are some issues that they're not aware of that I think new drivers, because of the driver shortages, we're dealing with a lot of new truck drivers nowadays that just aren't up on the policies of the CFRs. So I know, talking with my enforcement officer, Travis Perkins, he's working with some of those companies that are small mom-and-pop companies that are out there doing some of the jobs. So we're working with them right now, trying to bring up the speed so there's no more slowdowns, because I know the project needs to get moving forward. So just kind of give you a little highlight of what's going on with that. I know that citation-wise, we were well over 400 sites for last month. We had about 12 accidents. Our accidents are up last month, and they actually have been since COVID, believe it or not. For some reason, the driving habits of folks have changed quite a bit. They've gotten worse. That's true. It has gotten worse. We are seeing a lot of high speeds. Our fatalities up in Southern Nevada by about 30% last year. I think we're going to be up this year as well for fatalities, just because of speed and impaired driving. So it's a huge factor for us right now. So I know with the intersection, we've had 2 fatalities. I don't know if you're aware of, in the intersection of Casino Drive and 163. We've had 2 fatalities. That's been since December, and both of those were DUI related, just to let the board know. So the other problem we're having is the accidents. Obviously, if you've ever crossed the bridge, we're having people that are confusing the left-hand lane. They're wanting to go straight. So we're having a lot of the accidents there. I'm trying to work with the DOT supervisor to find out what we can do. It's plenty of signs down there, but we've got to do something to prevent these accidents from happening, because they're happening very often, at least once or twice a week. So we're trying to figure out what we can do to make it safer for that intersection as well. So last month, we had about 6 arrests. All felony arrests, where there were felony warrants. We did have one that was drug possession, trafficking, and meth. So kind of busy last month. Trying to think what else we're doing. We've been working with Las Vegas Metro, if you haven't known. I know the Chamber of Commerce has seen us out working the traffic control points now for concerts. Metro has asked for assistance in all the traffic control points, Casino Drive, Bruce Woodbury. Also, Laughlin Civic area and Bruce Woodbury, Thomas Edison. So we're putting troopers there at those intersections now, preventing that traffic from coming in and letting only the taxis, the Ubers, the buses. So we're working with Metro a lot now during all the special events. So everybody thinks it's shorthanded. So they're giving us the opportunity to kind of give them a help. And traffic control is kind of our strong point with Highway Patrol, or State Police, I should say.
Yeah, that's going to be a while till you get used to that.
It is. It's going to be a while. But other than that, I mean, anything else we can do for the community, we're here for you, obviously. So,
okay. Any questions from the board?
Yep.
Thank you very much for presenting today, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So going forward to planning and zoning, we have no items today that pertain to planning and zoning. General business, we have nothing scheduled on the agenda. So now I'll move forward to item number 9, which is comments by the general public. This is a period devoted by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, state your name and address, and spell your name, your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone that would like?
Hi.
Anyone that would? I was looking down. You snuck in. Welcome, Jeff.
So take our chamber hat off and our LTC hat. I'm still a Rotarian. And if you haven't seen this in the paper, this will be our second bingo night at Anderson Ford. If you don't know what Anderson Ford does in their showroom, they move all the cars out and set up like 50 tables of 8 or 10 people. They provide $2,000, Anderson Ford provides $2,000 in cash to pay all the bingos. We, as individuals of the community, bring prizes for raffles, and we also do 50-50 tickets. Last time that we did this, we went home with about $4,200. This time, based on the people that we've heard are coming, we hope to bring over $5,500, and all that money, 100% of it, will go into the fund for the Laughlin Junior Senior High School's scoreboard. Still, we are still collecting money, and hopefully we'll be able to turn that over to the school and get a scoreboard up by fall. It's a dream, I know, but this is what you'll see. It says it's for the Laughlin High School scoreboard. It tells you what time. You can come anytime after 6, and there's always food, drink, and lots of snacks on the tables.
What's
and it's
the
a
date?
Great time. It's June 17th. Bingo actually starts at 7. So if you want to, so your card, you get 2 cards for $20, and then if you spend another $20 on raffle tickets and 50-50, all of that money goes to this fund. Rotary just happens to be the collector of all that money so that we can get this scoreboard. So support your Laughlin Rotary and get over and play bingo on Friday night. Thank you.
Thank you. Jordan?
Afternoon, Madam Chair. Just briefly, Jordan Ross, Constable. I just wanted to follow up Herm's question regarding vaccinations. It's a little premature, but I am working with my counterpart across the river, Constable Mike Hamilton, to put together a summertime promotion with all of the pharmacies to encourage people to get all of their vaccinations up to date. What, and again, the information is a little premature, but most of them are reporting that they have COVID vaccines in stock at this time. Some are asking for appointments. Most are happy to take you on a walk-in. But this is going to be a promotion to get people to get everything up to date. I walked into my pharmacy to get my flu shot, and the pharmacist said, you got six different vaccinations you need to update, including one that is apparently, and this is going to be kind of at the top of the list, a lot of people, seniors, which I am now one, are not aware. I was not aware. Most people usually get the shingles vaccination when they're 60. Well, it turns out you need one booster 5 years later. And I was not aware of that. And if you have ever had or know anyone who's ever contracted shingles, very unpleasant. So, but anyway, I hope that's some useful information to any of your constituents contacting you, Herm. But you know, we're hoping to be able to have something where we're just going to, you know, and it's just going to be promotional, just to get people in the door, since almost everyone has got one insurance or another that will cover these vaccinations. As I said, I got, over the course of 3 months, six different vaccinations, and I didn't pay a dime for any of them. So I hope that's useful, and I'll have more hopefully in about a month or so.
Okay, great, thank you. Anyone else? Hello.
Chris Duker, site coordinator for Metro Volunteers. And this isn't relevant to anything in your jurisdiction or anything, but just an announcement, since this is televised to our community, that we have Ted Brands, who has been a Metro volunteer since 2005, had a short battle with cancer and passed away Friday. He's been an asset and a veteran of our program to working the concerts, walking the parks, the trails, handicap parking enforcement, and back in the day, I guess it was a senior Olympics situation that he was very involved in, and he's very involved in our community, and a tremendous loss, and I just wanted to make that announcement.
Do you have any information when they'll be doing services? Will it be local or family out of town?
No family lived here, so we had family that was just getting him set up with hospice when it just went south. And so they have not let us know of any service that's going to be done, and we're to be notified if they decide to do anything like that. And if so, I will post that on Facebook.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry for our community's loss. He has been with us for a long time. Anything else from the board? No? So our next meeting date is July 12th of 2022, so we don't have a second agenda this month. I was getting kind of used to them. Okay. So I'll go ahead and entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a motion, second. All those in favor, aye. We are adjourned.